Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in a car or walking or sitting, joining in the circle of beloveds listening to the book, The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam. This is recording number 5. And we're beginning to reading, if you're following in the book, sometimes I like to do that when I was a kid. Watch my father read. So page 27, the last paragraph on page 27, and we'll read for a little while. Inshallah. And if you're just listening, to let yourself take in and listen to what it is that's meant for you this morning or this time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Beloved Allah, help us to honor Sidi's request of taking a book off the shelf. Taking a book off the shelf in order to think, and use these teachings and to walk beside the spirit of our guide who carries the spirits of all the prophets, alayhim salam. Our current reading is taking us from the grand creation of Adam through the subtle spheres of creation. As he forms a denser and denser body, this is before the polarity of male and female were in different bodies. And in our last reading, Israel, the angel, peace be upon him, took clay from many places in the earth, India, Europe, Jerusalem, and Africa, to form the human Adam as the Khalifa. Page 27, last paragraph. When Allah sent his order to make the physical body of Adam, may peace and blessings be upon him, he sent his angel Israel to take the clay in three handfuls. But when Israel wanted to take the clay, the earth wept and said, "No." Israel, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Allah has sent me to take what he wants me to take." And so he refused to listen to the cries of the earth because Allah had sent the order for him to do this work. Allah also gave Israel the work of taking all the souls when the order comes from him for them to leave this dunya. He can take any number of souls in any moment as Allah wills, 400, 4,000, or 4,000,000, because all that Allah has created is between his hands, and he can take as the law orders. The part of the clay which came from Jerusalem for the creation of Adam's physical body came from this mountain. And I do not mean by this mountain the Mount of Olives. Mountain has the same meaning in this case as kingdom. And in ancient times, this area was known as Nur Salim, the kingdom of Salim, who ruled here at the time. The mountain stretched from Al-Azhar to near Ramallah and to Bethlehem. But the heart of the mountain, or kingdom, was this Mountain of Olives. And so the Holy Mosque of Al-Aqsa is really a part of this mountain. After the creation of the physical body of Adam, Allah left him like a jug, you could say, without anything. He now had a presence, and he could understand and taste everything more completely than he had done before, because he had both a dense and a subtle body. And he began to eat, he began to drink and sleep, and this was from the wisdom. The first words that Adam spoke after he had been created in his body were, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah had spoken these words in the beginning when he sent his spirit to create the spirit of the Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him. And this was the same spirit that came inside Adam. So the words, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, have not stopped from the beginning. Adam knew them in his existence in the world of Allah. But this was the first time that they had been repeated in the language of the humanity, by the tongue of a human being. And you could say that when Adam spoke these words, this was the first time also for Allah, praised and exalted is he, to see himself completely. Allah can always see himself in everything without thing, but he likes to show us himself through us, to show us his wisdom through us, but in words that the mind can contain. Allah is the love. For that I say he is the hidden in everything. And he is the revealed in everything. And the hadith says, I was a hidden treasure that longed to be known, so I created the creation to know myself. Hadith Qudsi. It was the first time. And since then, everyone who repeats these words knows this is a very deep thing. When Adam had the complete life, then everything had its life. Allah is the all-wise, and He did not create Adam in the body until he knew the meaning of all of life and of everything. During the 40 years in the time of Allah, when Adam lived in the garden of his subtle existence, there was no Adam, male or female, man or woman, and no presence. This was the existence in the garden when Eve was also with Adam, but she was inside of him, and she did not have a separate existence in that moment. When Allah taught Adam everything he wanted him to know, he taught not only Adam himself, but the mankind of Adam, meaning Adam and Eve without separation. Allah taught and showed them everything, and he taught them the names and showed them everything from the beginning to the end. He showed them how many children would come from them and how many holy people he would take from them and how many prophets and the numbers of everything. He showed them the tablet. When Adam looked and saw the words, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, he asked Allah, Who is Muhammad? And Allah answered him, He is your son. He is your son from your body, but also He is your father from the spirit. This was the story in the garden of Allah, but afterwards the separation came. For example, you see the big light in the middle of the room from which you can take another lamp here and yet another one there. This does not mean that these lamps are really separate, because the light which you see through them comes from the same source. It was exactly the same case for Adam and Eve. In truth, there was only one light, which was the state of Adam without dense shade or form. But his body began to thicken, so that while it was still like the light, something began to cover this light. This was Adam. The same thing happened to Eve. Now they could each see the other as separate. Then there were two, but in the deep sense, you would still see only one. He was with her always, but now the light came together from two places, not from one as before. When Adam first looked and saw Eve as a presence outside himself, they were still in the subtle body, and they took the love from each other in the subtle way. This is very deep. This was very deep because when Adam saw Eve for the first time, in that very moment, also everything in the creation was created, every male for every female. And when Adam began to give love to Eve, then the animals began also, and the real life started for everything. Because it is all one part. And this was the second garden, and the second 40 years for Adam with Allah. When Autumn saw his face through Eve completely, and when they ate the fruit of the tree and came into this material existence, this was the holy marriage in the soul for everything. And the knowing of the world of the unity for all the males and females in that moment, as I have said. While they had been in the world of Allah, the light and the essence could not make love. But the love between them had been, as I said earlier, without the body and without giving birth, since there was no body with which to give the love, but only the soul. When Allah created Eve, He created her in reality from the soul of the Prophet Muhammad. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, and also from the heart of the soul of Adam, peace and blessings be upon him. From that creation until this moment, all the sons and daughters of Adam carry deep inside the soul, from the beginning, the knowledge of the Beloved. And this is also from the order of his word, be. The Beloved is the real Beloved. He is the same one, but he comes in many faces. Sometimes you see your Beloved in the face of a person and you think that this is your Beloved, but you drink from him and he gives to you. Then exactly, your real Beloved is inside this person and he came to you in this face. For that reason, when you're with him, you give because you see your Beloved through the love of Allah. That is why I say, take the love. And for that I say to all my Beloveds, do you know how to love? Do you know the love? If he says, no, I have never tasted the love, then I tell him, go first and love. Go and love anything. If you have loved anything and you have tasted, then come to me. But do not come to me without love. If you haven't loved, be ready for the love, because the love is the real life for you, the first step to open the door. Then Allah sent His order from His wisdom to make this world. And for Adam and Eve, may peace be upon them both, to be in different places because everything needed to happen on the earth at that time. Now Eve had a separate body and existence, and when she left Adam, the subtle body of each of them became thicker and thicker, denser and denser, until each became a human being completely. Adam wept as he began to lose the body which he had when he was in the garden, in the world of Allah. And Eve wept because she also had lost her subtle body and the existence which they had before. Now Allah sent Eve, may peace be upon her, to Jeddah in Al-Hijaz. And he sent Adam to Sri Lanka in Ceylon. In his perfect time, he brought them together to the place where they were to meet each other in their material state, which was the holy mountain of Arafat in Mecca. The name of this mountain, which means knowing, came from when Adam and Eve met and knew each other. When they met, he did not know her, and she did not know him. Adam's body was covered with long hair, and Eve's body also, like the animals which were all around them, each of which was talking in its own language. But they looked at each other, and through their eyes they knew. You see the love because you want to take the love. This is the love of Allah, not the love of this person or another one. Those are ranks, but the love is only the love of Allah. Look at the animals, which have very deep and subtle love. They teach the people about the love. My beloveds, this is our case. This is the case of your father. He is the love, and he has the complete love. For that reason, he always wants to give for anyone who does not have the love and who does not know how to just be. This is from Allah, not from anything else. For that also the Prophet is the father of all the creation in the essence, and he contains everything, which is the meaning of the words, Allah sent me as the mercy for everything. Adam looked in Eve's eyes, and then he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then they came together as one body, one heart, one soul, one spirit, and everything that heard these words in all the world, the animals, the birds, the trees, the water, and stars, repeated these words of the first meeting of the humanity in the real marriage. After this first meeting on Arafat, Allah said, If anyone who has the outside Islam wants to cross over to the inside and to clean himself of everything, it is important for him to remain at least one moment on Arafat. If he does not stand there, he has not made the pilgrimage, the real pilgrimage. Adam and Eve were the first to make the real deep pilgrimage when they first met on Arafat. And after that, they made love in Makkah. And Adam put the seed and took the seed so that their first child from their material bodies was their first holy son, Habil, who was born in Makkah. The second father of all the human beings came to earth in Mecca after the real pilgrimage. This is a very deep thing. Do you understand? This was the beginning of the journey in the complete existence for Adam and his beloved Eve. When their journey in the material world together was finished, they returned to the same place from which they had first come. So that the tomb of Eve is in Jeddah, and that of Adam is in Sri Lanka, as is known. From Allah's wisdom, this is the story of everyone in the same journey. If the people know the meaning of this journey, then they can begin to know themselves. This will bring us to the middle of page 32, a good place to stop. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.